You almost hate to have this to end right now, but we will continue on. Right now, we ask that the presbytery team come up, prophetic team, so we can encourage you guys. Y'all can have a seat if you'd like. This is an exciting part of being here this weekend. I love doing this. Let's go ahead and get started. Does anybody else?
I'm going to do something really quick.
Okay, hold on.
And I've talked to Pastor Jason about this. One of the things that I think a lot of times happens in these types of ministries, you get out there and you're like, oh, am I next? Am I going to get a word? I really want a word. And due to time and just a lot of constraints, you don't get a word. And sometimes you walk away disappointed. We don't want that to happen. So here, while they're up here doing this, I'm going to go over here to the side. And if you really feel you need a word from the Lord, I'm just going to pray with you over there. And that'll give everybody an opportunity to hear. So while they're up here doing that, I'm just going to be over here to the side. You just come over if you're just comfortable doing that. That way, we want to make sure everybody gets blessed this evening and tomorrow.
You know, this is kind of a different model to stand up and wait. We have nothing to give but what the Lord gives, right? This gentleman right here in the kind of orange shirt, is this okay if I just kind of jump in? I just feel the Lord saying, tell him, I sense the Lord saying, tell him that who he is enough. Who he is enough. I feel like not to uncover, God has placed some unique expressions in you that aren't necessarily always understood. And perhaps when you've shared them, this is kind of the response you might get. Like, okay, what do we do with this? But it is a creative gifting for the body of Christ. And I sense the Lord saying, you've sensed and you've felt the first fruit, but I'm going to pour more through you. And it's a creative gifting, and I feel it's particularly important with drawing the next generation in. So is it okay if I just pray that over you? What's your name? Anthony. Bless you, Anthony. Father, I thank you for the unique gifting that you have placed on and in Anthony. I thank you for the gift that he is to the body of Christ. I thank you that he is a caller forth of the young ones into your kingdom, and that there's a creative expression to how he reaches others for Christ. In Jesus' name, we break off together discouragement. We break off words that may have pierced the heart, and we ask now, Father, that you be the lifter of his head, that he hears your words of affirmation, saying, Son, I have called you for such a time as this. Draw him deep, deep, deep into your presence, Lord God. We speak your blessings. We speak your blessings on the creative giftings you've placed in him, the plans you've placed within him, in Jesus' name. And I also sense, Anthony, there's going to be some divine connections. There are divine connections in unexpected ways coming that are going to help you unfold this next step. Lord bless you.
Scott, where are you? Scott, worship. Oh, hey, dude. Hey. That was freaky. I'm like, I hear the voice, but I don't see the person. Whoa. I'll come over here so I can see you. This rarely happens, but I was praying like 3 or 4 days ago, and I actually, Scott was the first person we ran into, and I walked in. It's so cool when God does that. But the Lord gave me the word, the name Scott. And this was before Jason sent us the picture pages with everybody's names and everything. And so I was telling Jason, when I got the picture page, I started thumbing through. Lord, I hope that'd be so cool if there was a Scott. And, you know, you know you hear from the Lord, but it's always still really exciting when you get a confirmation. And so there was the one and only Scott. And so, Scott, I just wrote something down for you, and I just want to bless you, but also just kind of affirm you in the presence of your brothers and sisters in the Lord. This is what I wrote a couple days ago. Take off my glasses. See. First of all, the word worth, Scott, was so cool that you're playing as I'm giving you a word from the Lord. It's kind of cool. Worth, W-O-R-T-H, worth. I felt like the Lord said, you're a person of great worth to him. You are worthy to represent me, says the Lord. I've called you to bear my name, to be a kingdom bringer. Love that. To be a kingdom bringer. Romans 15:13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Scott, I felt like the Lord desires to loose new freedom and abandon in worship. New confidence and boldness. He loves your worship. I don't know if you felt stuck in any way, but as I was praying for you, the Lord gives me pictures. I saw you in a really tight crowd, and the Lord reached out to you, grabbed you by the hand, and pulled you to the front. And there was great relief and joy when he did this. Like you said, okay, he saw me. He knows where I am. So be encouraged by that, my friend. I hope that means something to you.
Thank you. Actually, I just want to go ahead and say on that. Today, I actually accepted a new job offer for a different bank. I work for Wells Fargo, and it's gotten to a point to where I can't move up. I'm stuck.
Wow.
I'm stuck. And Wells Fargo is so big that it's, you know, we're like little ants.
Right.
And I did accept a new job offer today. So
wow, that's awesome. He's bringing you to the front. Well, Lord, we bless that. And Father, I want to just pray for my brother Scott. Thank you for the worshiper's heart that is in him. Thank you that you're calling him to be a kingdom bringer. Even in the workplace, Lord, will he bring your kingdom into that place where light and truth and righteousness emanates from his life and from his relationships and from his work ethic and from his words and attitudes, Lord. Bless our friend. Thank you, Lord, that you're pulling him to the front. And I ask in Jesus' name that Scott would walk with fresh grace, the grace of awareness that you are with him, you are for him. And I pray also, Lord, that you would loose new freedom and new abandonment in worship. Thank you for this kingdom bringer, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Okay, Linda, where is Linda? There you are. I'm going to come over to you, so I'm going to walk on over here. As I was praying over the pictures this week, the Lord said loudly, get ready for you. Get ready. He says, putting you on display to show you off. He's putting you on display to show you off. He says, my handiwork. He says, so others will know that they too can receive of my love. He says, don't be afraid to speak and speak loudly as it is I in you that will give you the words to speak. He says, it's all for my glory. So the things that you've been through in the past, he's going to use that as the ladder to get and have others follow you, saying that if she can do it and Christ in her is helping her do it, I want the same. So get ready, be bold, be brave, and go for it. He's going to lead you exactly where he needs for you to go. You don't have to try to figure it out. He's going to lead you, you follow, and you'll know without a doubt where to go. Because you may ask, where do I go? What do I do? How do I start? Start where you are. Just make one step forward, and he'll see you through, okay? So we'll pray over you, Linda. Father, we just thank you, Father, for Linda. Father, we thank you for the boldness and the authority that you've given her, Father. Lord, we thank you for all the times of testing and teaching that you've sent her through, Father, because this is for your glory. Father, that she has been able to see you clearly in all these things, and Father, we thank you for that. And Father, we thank you for the lives of the other women that she will minister to, Father, to speak life into, Father, as she has gone through the same. So, Father, we ask that you open the doors for her, Father, that she may walk through. And Father, will you bring those that she is to minister to in her path? Father, let it increase in the days to come. Father, we just thank you for using this child of yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Are we supposed to do just, there you are. Am I supposed to just do one? Oh, okay. Where did you go? Oh, there you are. You moved. My family just absolutely loves you, Pastor Allen. I hear so much about you all the time. I travel for my job, and so I've never got to be at the same place at the same time when you were ministering at our church or at God's Encounter Camp, and I'm really excited to be here. Don't you feel like God's just going to blow it up this year? I mean, oh, man, our family was just so, so miraculously blessed last year. I'm just have such high expectations for this year. It's just going to be so much. It's just going to be even greater. But I love you just because you kind of look like Kris Kringle, the young Kris Kringle on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know, just makes me want to warm up to you, you know. But what I'm going to tell you makes absolutely no sense to me because you're starting a new work. You know, my family have told me about that also. But anyway, it just jumped off the page when I was praying and I was looking at your picture here. I said, man, your ministry is just like, man, he is bad. He is nationwide, you know. And then the Lord interrupted me. He says, no, he's international. So whatever it is that you're going to be doing is, oh, man, I just feel it coming all over me. The ministry, the work that he's going to have you do is going to stretch around the globe. You know, I don't know what all it is that you have plans to do, but it's just going to stretch around the globe, almost abroad to where your fame's going to be. There's going to be even a greater call for you overseas than even what you have here. And that makes no sense to me at all. But anyway, praise God. Let's see. Oh, and the other ones are right up here. Jeff and Mary.
Sweet,
both. And I think this is similar to the way your anointing that affected me last time, too. This may be somewhat similar, but you have an incredible anointing to restore families that are getting ready to disperse. And they want to be like you, but they don't really know how they're going to be able to get it done. And God taught me something today when I was praying about it. And I mean, he said it was like a two-step program that you're going to be able to teach, or it must be already part of your ministry. But you know how when you're a kid and you think your parents are stupid, you know, and when you're a parent, you think your kids are stupid, or when you're a spouse and you think your spouse is stupid, you know, and we're almost so mad at each other just because we're mad at ourselves. We're not just mad at them. We're mad at ourselves because we got tricked. We got duped. You know, it's just, I can't believe they did it to me again, you know, and God told me this. He says, you know what? We can't give what we don't have. And what you're going to be able to teach people and restore families is that you're going to find a way to teach them an all unconditional, loving, all powerful God is going to teach them to receive grace for them. And then they're going to have something to extend. They're going to be able to get grace and they're going to be able to extend grace. And instead of the 12-step program, it's just going to be grace, you know. So anyway, and I have something I want to share with you personally too. I mean, just individually. But anyway, that was awesome. Can I do a couple more? Where are they? Because you're here. Where's your hubby? What the Lord had told me, you both are extremely capable, and God works very powerful in your lives as individual. And I don't want to mess up this passage of scripture, but it's, you know, something, you know, who can, you know, an individual could send 100 to flight, 100 enemy to flight, but two could send 10,000. I just see you having an incredible, incredible deliverance ministry. I mean, just an enemy hiney kicking ministry together. So really look for those opportunities to minister together because you're extremely capable by yourselves. but you're unstoppable together. So anyway, praise God. Then Albert and Linda, last one, I promise.
You don't have to promise, it's okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Albert, the Lord tells me that you have this ability. Let me sit down. You have this ability to always put on a good face, no matter what's going on. You can see this great, big, huge smile, and no matter what was going on in your life, nobody else would know it but you and maybe your wife. But what the Lord wants you to do is learn not to go it alone. You know you've always got Him, and you've depended so much on Him, you know, that you didn't feel like you really needed anybody else. I can bear this burden myself, just me and the Lord. We'll bear it together. But what He wants you to do is to allow people to speak in your lives. You spoke into thousands of people's lives. So allow God to minister through them to help you carry your burdens too. And don't just throw that big smile on there. Oh, everything's okay. It's all right. But anyway, allow people to minister to you, okay? All right. Hallelujah. I'm done.
How much more time do we have to do this? Okay. All right. Woohoo. Here we go. Alyssa. Hello. How are you? Good. Good. The Lord says, let me love you. And He says, I want to show you, you need no other. He says, open yourself up to me and believe that I'm able to do more than you could ever imagine or even comprehend. He says, my love to you calls you my precious. He says, my love to you, my precious, is pure and is free. He says, with no strings attached. He says, you have to do nothing but let me love you. He says, and when I was hearing what He said, I saw Him doing surgery on your heart. I saw golden strings, and I saw Him mending the places of your heart. And it was to heal the hurt and the loss that you've been through. And I saw the strings going in and out as if He was sewing all the places that were open and sold it solid with His love. He says, never again will you question my love for you. He says, it is an immeasurable, and you without a doubt will know it. He says, so receive it. Take this time this weekend to really open up and let Him in and let Him do what He needs to do in you and let Him love you completely and wholly and freely and purely. Lord, we just pray for Alyssa right now, Father. Father, we thank you for this precious child, Father, as she is your precious. Father, we thank you that the love that you have, Father, is immeasurable. Father, will you set her ablaze, Father, with your presence this weekend? Father, I thank you that the love that you have, Father, she will need no other but you, that she will not look to other things to give her what she feels that she may need, Father. Let it be wholly and freely from you, knowing, Father, that it is only you that she desires and she'll need nothing else. Father, we thank you for you being the lover for her and her alone. Let her be the lover of your presence. And Father, let her heart just swell with all that you have for her, Father. And as she receives it, Father, let her go forth and do the same in other lives to show the love that you've given her and share that love with others as well. Father, we do pray a blessing over her, Father. Father, that she lays her head down tonight, Father, that she will dream sweet dreams of you, Father, and that she will wake up rejoicing of all the precious things that you've shown her. Father, we thank you for the dream that you've given her and instilled in her. Father, will you seal these things in her? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Gracie, Yeah, you. Name tags are a good thing. The world would be a better place if we all wore name tags. Sometimes the Lord just kind of highlights a person, and I have to just start talking, and things hopefully come out and make sense. I'm just trust the Holy Spirit to do that. A Luke 7 passage came to me where Jesus is having dinner with the Pharisees, and the woman kind of bursts in, and this verse says, and standing behind at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. And Gracie, I just feel like the Lord wants me to tell you that that is how he sees you, that your brokenness is beautiful in his eyes. We're all broken. But he sees your tears. He sees the devotion of your heart. The amazing thing about this story, Gracie, is that this woman didn't belong there, and yet because of her devotion and love for Jesus, she just burst into this meeting of these religious guys and just poured out her love and devotion over Jesus. And she didn't care what people thought. And there's something in this story that I believe the Lord just wants to bless you with, and hopefully it resonates with you, and that this is how the Lord sees you, beloved one. And it is precious to him. And he loves your boldness, but he also loves your gentleness. And you have this way of ministering and giving and loving out of boldness and also a gentleness, and that's a beautiful thing. So don't ever sell yourself short, beloved one. The Lord loves who you are, and he loves how you minister. It matters. It counts. And another beautiful part of this story is at one point, Jesus looks at the Pharisees, and he says to them, "Do you see this woman? You didn't wash my feet when I came in, but she did. She saw me. And she encountered me." And so I believe the Lord wants you to know tonight, Gracie, he just wants you to hear these words, "I see you." He knows where you are. Yeah, Gracie, full of grace. So Lord, I want to thank you so much for this beloved daughter. Wow. Just this heart that is so full of devotion to Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that she's not afraid to bring her brokenness to you and let it just pour out, spill out upon your feet. For even that, Gracie, is an act of worship, just coming before him. He loves that about you. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen my sister, those places where she's feeling weary, depleted, where the tears flow. God, would you strengthen her? Would you perfect your power in her weakness? And would you let her know that she is enough for you and that you are more than enough for her? Bless our sister, Lord. Let her feel your gaze upon her this weekend, oh God. Let her feel your gaze upon her. May she be strengthened and comforted by that. In Jesus' name.
I'm going to P.S. Gracie, full of grace. You've been in a season that's been heavy, but God is your strength. And I hear him saying over and over again, "I make all things new. I make all things new." Anyway, oh, you've got such a sweetheart. lady right here, I'm sorry. I don't know names. What is it? Christy. When I looked over at you and we were praying for this young lady, I sensed the Lord saying, "I have placed a spirit of counsel on this one. There is a gift for counseling, and others are drawn to you. So there's this sweet mama heart, but it's not just a mama's heart. It is, you know, Jesus is the counselor. He has imparted a gift for counseling in you and a gift of wisdom. He who is faithful with a little is given much. You've been faithful, and God is going to open some new doors for you. And I sense the Lord saying, let her know that the burdens of others are not her burdens to carry. Keep throwing them into my throne room. Keep bringing them to me, and I will pour wisdom and grace through you to give godly counsel. Does that make sense? Okay, can I pray over you? Father, I thank you so much for Christy. I thank you, Lord, for the wisdom beyond her years. Wow. Don't take offense. I see you as like this really gray-haired lady, and it's not that you look old. It's that God has graced you with wisdom beyond your years. I sense the Lord saying, I place words in your mouth that are sweet like honey. I give you wisdom how to divide the truth and the lies and to help bring my light into the darkness. Father, pour out your favor, and grace on Christy, Lord God. Increase your anointing in the days ahead. Increase your anointing. And the Lord, I sense the Lord saying, you are a burden bearer. You look at people and you feel their hearts and you sense what's going on with them. And that is a gifting from the Lord. And you go faithfully into your prayer room, and Jesus just loves to hang with you. He just smiles over you as you pour out your heart before him on behalf of others. Intercession and counsel. Thank you, Lord. New anointing. Divine wisdom for the next step in Jesus' name.
If I can piggyback on that, Christy, I just, as Murray Kay was praying, I just was hearing the heart of compassion. The Lord has loosed such a heart of compassion to you. He trusts you, Christy, with some of the burdens of his heart. What a privilege that is. And so, Lord, I ask as you loose the burdens of your heart to and through Christy, Father, I ask that you would grant her the grace, according to Matthew 11:28, to come unto you, all who are weary and heavy laden, and to transfer those burdens back onto your shoulders, Lord. Father, I ask in Jesus' name that you would be Christy's burden bearer, Lord, that you would carry the burdens that she carries in her heart for others, Lord, and that you would allow her the grace to release them to you. Thank you for your beloved one. Strengthen her, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Okay, I think that may be about it. Isn't that beautiful? I just love when the Lord does that. It's just so powerful just to be in his presence and just hearing what he wants to say to encourage each and every one of us. Let's go ahead and just pray to the Lord real quick. Lord, we praise your holy name and we say thank you, Father. Father, we thank you that as your children can come to you and you can speak words of encouragement, Father, and edifying us and leading us and guiding us to where you want us to go and do for you. Father, we just thank you for this time that we've been able to spend. And Father, we just give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Man, God is good and all the time. Man, well, he's not done tonight. We have two speakers actually tonight. They're great speakers. I'm excited about it. If you would just go ahead, before I bring that first speaker up, I want you to go ahead and just stand up just so your booty doesn't fall asleep for the next hour or so. But I want you guys to know, for those of you guys who don't know, as far as the schedule, we have Pastor Allen fixing to speak, and he's going to share with you guys. We have some ministry time. We're going to take a short break. You can get a snack or take a power nap, whatever you need to do, and then we'll come back, and then Sean Brand will be speaking tonight to wrap it up. And, well, Pastor Allen, if you want to go ahead and come on up here, if you guys would give Pastor Allen Smith a round of applause.